morning we'll spend much more time praying, and I trust that you are going to pray effectively and fervently. Amen? All right, so I will just give you a little guidance and then we will start praying very shortly. We're going to pray two kinds of prayers. We're going to pray the prayers of petition and prayers of declaration. Prayers of petition and prayers of declaration today. And I'm basing it on Mark chapter 11, verses 23-24. I have taught on the verse 24, but I just want to give you a little context to our prayer. Mark 11, 23-24. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Now there are two kinds of prayer that the passage talks about. Two kinds, and I want you to pay attention to them. The first kind of prayer is in verse 23. It says, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. Say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. So you see that in this kind of prayer, the person praying is not speaking to God. He's not saying, God, move the mountain. But he says, whoever says to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, he shall have whatsoever he says. So in this kind of prayer, you are not saying, God, do it for me, but you are speaking to a situation, either speaking to yourself or speaking to the situation, and declaring a result, declaring a result. So this kind of prayer is called prayer of declaration. Everybody say prayer of declaration. And then if you look at the verse 24, it says, and whatsoever things you ask when you pray. Now this kind of prayer, you are asking. You are asking, whom are you asking? You are asking God. And it says, that one also, believe you receive and you shall have them. So both prayers produce results. The first one, you speak to the mountain, he says you have it. Second one, you ask, he says you have it. Both produce results, but they are not the same. When we ask, we are asking God. Now, most of the time when people are praying, that is the prayer we pray. God, help me. God, open doors for me. God, give me breakthrough. God, supply my needs. Give me my daily bread. And we ask God for something. It is called the prayer of petition. Everybody say the prayer of petition. Say it like you're alive. What's wrong with you? Prayer of. I know that the room is cold today, but you shouldn't feel cold. You are hot in the spirit. All right? So say prayer of petition. And the first one is called what? Prayer of declaration. So there is prayer of petition, there is prayer of declaration. They are prayed differently. In a prayer of petition, you are asking God to do something. In the prayer of declaration, you are commanding a situation to change. I hope you are following that. All right, the reason I'm explaining that is that today, in all the prayer topics I'm going to give you, there'll be six prayer topics. And each one, we will have two kinds of prayer we're going to pray based on that. The first one will be a prayer of petition, and the second will be a prayer of declaration. So I'll give you a Bible verse, and then I will formulate a prayer for you. First one will be a prayer of petition. Second one will be a prayer of declaration. I hope you are getting that. So for whatever the prayer topic is, we will address it from a petition point of view and a declaration point of view. Both receive results, but they are not the same. And sometimes when we pray, we ask God to do things for us. Sometimes when we pray, we command a situation to change. Both receive results. We're going to pray six, based on six broad prayer topics. And so what I've done is I've chosen passages in the Bible that have reference to prayer and fasting, and either promises God gave based on prayer and fasting, or people who prayed and fasted and the result they got. And based on that, we are going to pray. So the reason I've chosen that is because we are praying and fasting. So every prayer topic is related to prayer and fasting. And then there will be a petition part of it, and there will be a declaration part of it. And I say, when you're doing a petition, what do you do? When you're doing petition, when I'm doing petition, do you want me to point to you? When you're doing petition, what do? I'm watching your mouth. Madam, you know I'm looking at you. Don't look funny. You know I'm looking at you. When you do petition, what do? Yes, God. And when you do declaration, I'm looking at you, sir. When you do declaration, what do? You command the situation. All right. Okay. Everybody gets it? Everybody gets it? When you do petition, you ask God. When you do declaration, you are commanding the situation. All right. Get up. All right, so this is the first prayer we are praying. Every prayer is based on scripture. We don't just pray because we think something, but we pray based on the scripture. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 23, 21. It's a classic statement about prayer. Have you not known, have you not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary? His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So these are the two prayer points. The first prayer, petition, we're going to ask the Lord to deliver you from every spirit of disappointment and discouragement, and receive God's strength for over every weariness of mind, of spirit, and of body. And the prayer of declaration aspect of it is that you're going to declare boldly that in this season you will be like the eagle, you will run and you will not be weary, and you will walk and not faint. Everybody say, Heavenly Father, today I ask you, deliver me from every spirit of disappointment and discouragement. I boldly declare, in the name of Jesus, I will run and not be weary. I will walk and not faint. Now begin to pray. Present your petition to God and your declaration. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of disappointment, weakness, everything that has happened that holds us back, we release ourselves from it. Heavenly Father, deliver us. Our spirits will not be weary. In the name of Jesus, we declare today, by the power of the Word of God, by the power of the Spirit of God, that we shall run and we will not be weary, that we shall walk and we will not faint. In the name of Jesus, for everybody that is weary, for everybody that is tired, you're going to rise up in this season. You're going to move in this season. You're going to run in this season. You will not fall in this season. You will not fall in this season. You will not be held back in this season. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Renew our strength, O Lord. Renew our strength, O Lord. Renew our might, O Lord. Renew us in spirit, O Lord. Renew us by your power, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every news you have heard that has wearied you, every experience that has discouraged you, in the name of Jesus, we will not be discouraged. We declare we will not be discouraged. We declare strength of the Lord. We declare the power of the Lord rest upon us. in the name of Jesus. 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 Everybody boldly say, I receive today renewal, strength, empowerment. I will run. I will move. I will achieve the purposes of God for my life. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a mighty clap, somebody. Hallelujah. Second prayer topic is based on what happened when Moses fasted. Exodus chapter 34, verse 27 and 30. It says, so he was there with the Lord for 40 days and nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Now it was so when Moses came down from Mount Sinai and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone when the Lord talked with him. After fasting and prayer, Moses received the word of God and his face shone with the glory of God. Two things that happened. He received the word of God and his face shone. So the prayer of petition is that you're going to ask God to speak to you clearly from his word and cause his glory to rest upon you, just as it was with Moses. And you are going to declare that wherever you go, God's light and radiance will shine through you. In the name of Jesus, everybody say, Heavenly Father, speak to me. Speak to me. Speak to me. Clearly. Openly. Through your word. Let your glory rest upon me. And I declare, wherever I go, the light of God shall go before me. In Jesus' name. Now begin to pray and talk to God. Ask God to speak to you. That wherever you go, the light of God will rest upon you. We declare that wherever we go, we walk in the light of God. The darkness will be dispelled. Diseases will be dispelled. Sicknesses will be dispelled. In the name of Jesus. Lord, speak to your people. Speak to your people when they pick up the Bible and read, oh God, ignite fire in their hearts concerning your word. Let your word be clear to them, Lord, as they open it and as they read it, Lord. Let the Bible spring to life to your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, that as they sleep in their quiet moments, let your Holy Spirit inspire a new word, a fresh word in their hearts as they come to church and worship and sing. Speak to them, oh God, through the words of the songs, through the words of the hymns, through the preaching of the word. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your voice be clear. Let your direction be clear. As it was with Moses, your people shall not lack direction. They will come out with a clear word. They will come out with a clear word. They will come out with a clear word. And we declare, oh God, that from this place, after 40 days of power, we shall radiate the glory of God. We declare wherever we go with the light of God. Wherever we move to, we move with the light of God. Whoever we speak to, they will experience the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, just talk to God, talk to God, talk to God. The word of God must be clear. His glory must be seen in our lives. His glory must be seen in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we will not lose our direction. We will not miss the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we will not lose our direction. We will not miss the word of God. There will be clarity of direction. There will be a word in season for our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare that your light rest upon us. Your glory rest upon us. Your power rest upon us. In the name of Jesus, everybody say, I receive. I receive a clear word from the Lord. Thank you, Father, for your word that is clear to me. Thank you, Father, for your glory that rests upon me. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord praise, somebody. Give the Lord praise, somebody. Our third prayer is going to be based on what happened when Esther prayed and fasted. The book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." Chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. Now it happened on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace, across from the king's house, where the king sat on his royal throne in the royal house, facing the entrance of the house. So it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court that she found favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Then Esther went near and touched the top of the scepter. And the king said to her, "What do you wish, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given to you up to half the kingdom." In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. After Esther prayed, she walked into the corridors of power. I said she walked into the corridors of power. I said she walked into the corridors of power. And she found favor in the corridors of power. That is going to be your prayer. And the part of the reason why Esther prayed was because somebody was trying to destroy her family, her tribe, her people. But that day, every assignment, every decree, every declaration of destruction that has gone ahead was reversed. It was reversed. And there will be reversal today. So the prayer of petition, you're going to ask the Lord to usher you into the corridors of power and influence. You're going to ask him to cover you with his favor in all your assignments. Some people are going to receive massive promotion, massive promotion, massive promotion, massive promotion, massive promotion. People who hate you will sign your promotion letter in the name of Jesus. And your prayer of declaration, you're going to declare life and health and preservation over your life and that of your family, and none shall perish in your home in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands to heaven and say, "Father, bring me to the corridors of power. Give me favor for my assignment. And I boldly declare life, health, preservation over my life, over my family. None shall perish. None shall perish. None shall perish in the name of Jesus." Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Favor into the corridors of power. We ask you, Lord, take us, Lord. Take us to places of influence. Take us to doors that have been shut to us. People who said it will not happen. People who have already determined that we will fail. Lord, give us favor before them. In the corridors of power, favor is coming. There will be a change of heart. There will be a change of your future, of the events of your life. In the name of Jesus. And we boldly declare, every decree that has gone, every assignment that has been given for our destruction, for the destruction of our family, we reverse it now. We reverse it now. The decree shall change. The decree shall change. Where death has been decreed, life will be decreed. Where destruction has been decreed, there will be a building up. In the name of Jesus, we declare it boldly. Esther prayed. She said, "If I perish, I perish." But she did not perish. She did not perish. Her people did not perish. You will not perish. Your family will not perish. Your children will not perish. Your business will not perish. Your assignment will not perish. The God who answered Esther is the same God we worship. He hears your prayer. He answers you by power, by his power, by his glory, by his favor. There is divine intervention. Assignment has come. Assignment has come. Purpose has been fulfilled. Favor has been released in the corridors of power. The Bible says, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have them. And so we believe we have received. Everybody lift up your hand and say, I believe. I receive today entrance, access, open doors into the corridors of power. I receive today favor in the corridors of power. Wherever I go, which door I enter into, favor comes my way. Every decree, every word that has been spoken ahead for my failure, for my shame, for my destruction, for my death, for that of my family, it is reversed now. 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 In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a mighty clap. Hallelujah. Our fourth one is based on what happened when Daniel prayed and fasted. Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. Verse 20 and 23. Now while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God, for the holy mountain of my God. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplications, the command went out. And I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved, and therefore consider the matter and understand the vision. I don't know. I feel this is somebody's answer. And if you believe it, receive it. It says, at the beginning of your supplications, the command went out. And I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved, therefore consider the matter and understand the mission. God is saying to somebody here, at the beginning of your supplication, a command went out from heaven. A command went out from heaven. And now God says the command is being effected in your life. Somebody say, I receive it. So what's the prayer of petition? You're going to ask the Lord to give you a deep understanding of his plans and purposes for your life and ask him to establish his decrees concerning you. Because the angel says, O Daniel, I've come to give you skill to understand. The prayer of declaration in the name of the Lord Jesus, command the mouth of every lion and devourer around you to be shut. You will not be devoured. When Daniel was put into the lion's den, because there was already a decree upon his life, that lion could not consume him. I came here to announce to somebody, you are not devourable. I said, you are not devourable. Say, I am not devourable. Lift up your hands to the Lord and say, Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, give me the skill to understand your purpose for my life, your assignment for my life. In this season, Lord, let me know your divine purposes for my life. And I boldly declare, every mouth of lions and devourers that have been opened against me will be shut. I will not be devoured. I will not be devoured. Now pray and make your declaration. In the name of Jesus. Ikapata rabosha. Ikabarodosika payana. Makita rosegean. Shustekare ikaroste farana. Rikata farokaya. We declare your mighty works, O God. Your works are great, your works are awesome. We declare your praise and your power in our lives, in our situation. We ask you, Father, for clarity of purpose, of assignment. Oh Lord, give us a skill to understand, the skill to understand our mission here on earth, this season of our lives, why things are happening the way they are happening. Help us not to live life ignorantly. Help us not to face life ignorantly, but let us be an informed people, a knowledgeable people, a people of understanding, Lord, understanding your purposes in the name of Jesus. And Father, we boldly declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Mouths that have been opened to devour will be shut in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Like Daniel, we will walk out of the lion's den. Like Daniel, we will escape from the lion's den. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we will escape from the fire. We will walk out of the fire. We will walk out of the fire. I am walking out of this fire. I am walking out of this prison. I am walking out. My family is walking out. My son is walking out. My daughter is walking out. My mother is walking out. My father is walking out. It shall not devour my father. It shall not devour my mother. It shall not devour my friend. We are walking out of this in the name of Jesus. If you believe you have received, then lift up your hands to heaven. And say with me, by faith,
I believe,
I receive
skill
and understanding
for my assignment.
By faith,
I believe,
I receive
that every mouth
of every lion
and every devourer
that is
open against me
is shut.
I will not be
devoured. In the name of Jesus,
give the Lord a mighty clap.